Welcome to Worker Movement, a podcast dedicated to the working class, a podcast dedicated to raising class consciousness. This podcast is for you, for us, for the worker.
AOC went to some bougie event recently or some shit. I don't even know what a Met Gala is. She wore a dress that had Tax the Rich on it. Do you know what it is?
The Met Gala is Metropolitan
Gala
Museum, right? The Met. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year, and people pay $30,000 to go there. And the interesting thing about the gala is that the person in charge of it doesn't actually just go for high money, like billionaires only. They go for social media, now social media influencers or stars of the day, so they stay very relevant in pop culture. And the reason why they do that is they believe they'll bring in more excitement and more donors and more entertainment. But people that are on TikTok don't donate money.
They're too poor.
They're on TikTok, guys. Come on.
So the premise of the Met Gala is basically social engineering. It's influencing, money-driven.
Yep.
Is it fair to say that it's entirely a grift?
This is how you know that the Met Gala is just nothing but like a Halloween party for like shit-lib activists. There's an article on The Atlantic called The Man Loves the Extra Publicity. The Met Gala is where people go to make empty statements. No one at the event is rebelling against the power structure. Everybody there made their money somehow from grifting. Everybody there is used to grifting because you don't get 45 million followers without grifting. You don't get to become the representative of a New York district that's 80% blue with a 60-point spread by not grifting.
So this brings us to the topic of our discussion, is that AOC has no power.
She has no power, and you know she has no power because she was invited to the Met Gala. Gala? I'm not really sure how
Gala,
it works.
Like an apple?
And she wore a dress that I don't even know how she afforded that dress. Nice silk dress with the words tax the rich on there, which is probably one of the most milquetoast type of statements against the rich that there ever is. I mean, the idea that you're gonna tax the rich instead of like arresting them all and throwing them all in like prison cells and or taking the means of production, it's so milquetoast.
AOC did basically the most benign possible statement politically of tax the rich, which we generally agree that you should tax the rich, but it doesn't really accomplish anything. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. It just says tax the rich. What you have in New York with a powerless person is them going to an event with billionaires and then being that bratty, cool kid in high school that thinks by wearing a hat during graduation or spit water to the teacher or something is like gonna change the whole like way the school works, because all this person did with wearing a tax the rich dress was either get ostracized by the billionaires there or selfied with them there, knowing that it's never gonna happen, almost like the butt of a joke. What would you do if you're a billionaire and someone had a tax the rich dress on at the Met Gala? Well, you're there to give money to a cause of stealing antiquities from around the world from brown people. How would you react if someone had tax the rich, knowing that you don't pay a fair share in taxes?
You just go up there and you get a picture taken, because it doesn't matter.
That's how I feel, too.
If what she was doing actually mattered, she wouldn't be allowed to do it.
That's how I feel, too. Like, literally. I think that if it was going to cause that big of a stir, nobody would have let her in the door, right? In my mind. And they would have walked her out the back, and she would have been told to go away. Because that's how you know she has no actual real power. If there was a contentious bill to actually increase taxes right now in the world, and she showed up, I don't think she would have went in the door, in my mind.
If she was the sponsor of some bill that was like anybody making 1% money would have 100% tax,
yeah,
she's not allowed in, right?
She's not allowed in. Because the people in the Met Gala, because they're trying to raise money for the Met, rely on the people that live within this material conditions to give them money. Why would you do that? So I don't understand. That's how you know she has no power.
She also didn't wear a dress that had the names of the kids that got killed in the U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan a couple weeks ago. That would have been too harsh as well.
Yeah, the 6 or 10 people that were murdered when that new cool sword missile was shot blindly into a building. And they're like, oh my God, we can do strategic strikes. If you didn't hear about it, it's one of the worst things that the news portrayed about trying to do manufacturer consent about Afghanistan was how great of a missile we had that basically just killed indiscriminately.
So let's contrast AOC's activities of being performative at a bougie event to the actions of, let's say, Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene, representing the GOP in Colorado and Georgia, respectively. They've been ostracized from the House committees by the Democratic Party, but they still carry on and do wild and crazy dumb shit and have a following. And they arguably have less power than AOC because they're not on committees. So how do we compare these two groups of people?
I don't think they have any more or less power than AOC because Boebert and Green, again, being kicked off of committees, Matt Gaetz being in there too, he's there. He's in this group of people who no one likes. And the same thing happened with AOC and the squad, the group of people that no one likes. And all the DNC does, or all Nancy Pelosi does, is just give them just enough rope to effectively hang themselves. Because what Pelosi leadership has done is basically trapped the squad into carrying water where they lose their committee ranking. Because that's how it works. The Speaker of the House, or the leader of your party, gets to decide your committee. It's all voted on. It's all part of the democratic process of the House. That each party gets to pick their committee members, right? That's how it works. And if you don't play ball, you don't get to get in a committee. If you're not in a committee, you don't get to actually impact legislation. If you can't impact legislation, you are AOC.
So arguably, she has so little power that being on a committee doesn't really amount to anything.
Because what's her social media do? Well, I mean, what can she do? Can she amass a following? Can she tweet or get on Pokimane's like Twitch stream and generate $8 million for a blue Texas, you know, Democrat? No, she can't.
So her only real power is derived from fundraising. Is that a fair statement? She doesn't have the ability to insert some language into a random bill during committee drafting or the reconciliation process where the House and the Senate get together and hash out, you know, two bills that are passed that are similar and say, you know what, I want to make sure that my district gets X, Y, and Z. She doesn't have that kind of power.
She doesn't have anything beyond her social media presence.
If she doesn't have the power to actually amend bills or add language, being on a committee is completely functionally irrelevant. So this trade between I want to vote how the party wants me to vote so I can remain on my committees, and in exchange for voting how they want me to work, I get nothing in return. It's just a dumb, useless trade. So either she's politically incompetent and she's making that trade, thinking that it's going to benefit her, and it's just clearly not, or she doesn't actually care and just is performative.
You know, that's a good point. I don't really know where she sits because I honestly think she enjoys the theater because she's very active with the show but not getting anything done. So everything she's doing is to appease groups of individuals, not her district. And basically what I think she's trying to do is, besides the East Coast money, she's trying to get California donation money and angry Texan donation money and angry Florida donation money. And she's trying to basically coalesce the money from across the United States to flow into her and then let that flow either back into her campaign or I don't know where. But if we follow the money on her, it doesn't really seem like the tax the rich thing was a one-time event. I feel like it's trying to be her brand. And I say that because I went to her website.
Where she's literally creating a tax the rich brand and selling merchandise?
Yes. It's all paid for by the AOC re-election committee or some nonsense like that. It's all branding. And then if you follow it deeper, it's the website's designed by Fee Marketing. Fee Marketing basically charges people to develop the website. It seems like their print shop is Works Cooperative Printing, which is supposed to be a union cooperative, which we have discussed offline here and have no idea what the hell a cooperative union shop is, since a cooperative in itself is a union. I'm not 100% sure what's going on there. But basically, you just have a money funnel that's coming in to make money off of her fame. And don't worry, there are people there with their hand out willing to help her.
The general pattern seems to be is that she's attempting to derive power from money, but we have no observable thing to see that the fundraising is actually correlating to anything positive happening other than people making money. So like you said, we have Fee Marketing, which is a online provider of merchandise, apparently, and one of their big claims is that our entire print on demand catalog is made in USA and printed in unionized worker-owned cooperatives. And that's Works Printing Cooperative. These entities interact within Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Fine, nothing against those states. There seems to be a tie-in with the steel workers in Massachusetts as well. We're not really sure what that entails.
It makes no sense.
It is good that if you're going to make merchandise, you do it in good working conditions with unions, with worker empowerment. We're all for that. But there's some consequences of demanding that your products be made with union labor and making that basically a claim on your website that should be valued, because it ripples down into local elections where there isn't plentiful money, where you don't get free attendance at the Met Gala.
And the idea, too, that you're going to take, you know, this national brand and you're going to remove money from a local district to give it to a House candidate in another district deprives the local candidates of resources. And this is primarily why we think AOC and the squad are nothing but a grift. Because you have an individual AOC who's done nothing in Congress, will do nothing, doesn't go to anybody else's campaigns. She went to one Bernie event as the most left candidate in Congress, and the squad too. And all they do is they siphon rad lib, shit lib money, again, from local candidates, even local congressional candidates, by selling things like branded merchandise. There is no reason for AOC to sell a tax-a-rich shirt after wearing a tax-a-rich dress at a $70,000 total cost of attending this Met Gala, unless she was trying to somehow grift and make money off of it. Because taxing the rich t-shirts do not vote, and tax-a-rich t-shirts do not pass bills.
The local ramifications to this are really important. So you talked about siphoning money out of local races into the national elections, which we have long argued you have no ability to influence. So your $20 t-shirt buy to AOC is literally just lighting $20 on fire that could be used locally. So if you care to donate to AOC and you live in California, don't. Find somebody locally. Donate $20 to them. It will make much more of a difference.
Like, your t-shirt that says tax or rich is actually not cool. I want you to take a step back if you are the person buying stupid fucking shit lib t-shirts. It is not cool. You've seen people with dumbass messages on their shirt on the right, and you're like, oh, this guy sucks. Don't worry. Everybody else thinks the same way about your t-shirt.
It's a physical monument to you throwing money away for a political cause that you believe in, but you don't fundamentally understand how to contribute to. That's what a t-shirt is.
It's just a t-shirt. Now, if you buy a local candidate's t-shirt, even your local congressional, like your U.S. congressional t-shirt, fine. You funded their campaign. It says, vote for Jimmy on the back of it. Who cares? It gets a little bit of word out and shows support, and it's a local thing. You buy a yard sign, who gives a shit? But buying a t-shirt from somebody 2,000 miles away does not help anybody at all.
The other issue it creates is that because AOC is selling t-shirts that are union made, you as a local candidate now have this burden to also do that, because that's what the cool kids are doing. And that has a couple of ramifications, which is union-made stuff is typically more expensive for good reason, because you're actually supporting labor and worker rights and stuff.
Prevailing wage, right?
All that good stuff. But if you're doing a local campaign and you have limited amounts of money, winning should be at the forefront of your intention. So if you can't afford to buy union t-shirts, there's multiple problems there. You don't have enough money. But the second problem is that the unions locally should be supporting you by making t-shirts affordable, because we're all in this together. And if the unions locally aren't willing to support the candidate that will support them, then what are they doing?
This happens all the time where the again, local unions are ran by individuals who live locally. They are not by nature partisan, but they should be, because the only party that supports them is the Republican Party. I'm sorry, the Democratic Party. Wait, I actually don't know if either party supports them. The Democratic Party at the local level tends to be more supportive of the unions than the Republican Party, because they're funded by, you know, the workers, right? So again, what we're arguing is that the local union print shop should work with the candidates to help them. Because you can have coordinated campaigns. It doesn't actually matter as long as you report it. The print shop can take a bath, give away the shirts for free, give them at cost so that the candidate can be viable, as opposed to just trying to make money off of it. And that's our number one issue right now, is we have a print shop in Massachusetts that's taking money from all over the country to pay the cooperative of themselves, but not necessarily focusing on the local candidates that should be part of this ecosystem, which local print shops adopt local progressive candidates, I hate that word, local rad-libbed candidates or shit-lib candidates, and help promote them. Because honestly, shit-libs are better than Republicans, guess. Electoralism doesn't actually work, but we're arguing game theory here that the local print shop should be the source of printing material for a progressive candidate at a cost a progressive candidate can use to win.
Because guess what the Republicans are doing when they buy t-shirts? They're going to a company that they probably have a financial interest in indirectly, and they're buying shit as cheaply as possible, and they're not paying as much. So they have an advantage there. And the second con is that you can go and pay for your yard signs, way overpay, but if you're directing the money into some entity you control, you're actually sort of laundering donations to yourself. And that's another thing that happens with candidates, is that it's not necessarily about winning or losing, it's about converting donations into personal wealth.
I want you to buy my book.
My campaign just bought the book that I wrote.
Yep, that's how it works.
And this happens all the time. If you look into this locally, the guy that runs for whatever school board, and you're like, wow, why the hell does this guy have so many signs? Well, it turns out he owns a print shop, and he's buying signs from his own print shop. Maybe he's doing it at the fair market rate, but guess what? At the end of the day, he's making money. So win or lose, he made money.
That's right. Or he owns a construction company and he wants his brother to run for the school board. So when they get the bond bills passed, they can have the add-ons to go into their brother. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce is designed to do that sort of thing. They pick candidates who are favorable to capital and they run them knowing there'd be conflict of interest everywhere. And you can't have the entire city board all have to recuse themselves from conflicts of interest. So you allow most shit to happen. We're arguing now that basically AOC takes away the resources to literally fight this bullshit every day. Or she doesn't actually care enough about politics to bring it up. She cares about taxing the rich, which arguably she has no power to do because, again, t-shirts don't vote. That's not going to change the tax code. What will change the tax code is if somehow she was able to get the IRS to investigate billionaires for tax fraud.
If she has so much money, and it appears as though she does, and she has great ease in accruing more money, there would be some political power in going into select congressional districts and wildly funding certain candidates. And there's some evidence of this happening in the last cycle. You had people like Cori Bush win in Missouri, but then you have somebody like Nina Turner lose in Ohio.
Sorry.
Which is much closer to New York, and Nina Turner was a bigger name. So what the hell did all your money accomplish? Like, Nina Turner should have won, and there should have been a mechanism by which the left side of the spectrum flexed by having more money, and Nina Turner did have more money, but still fucking lost. So it's not just about money. You have to be actually intelligent about your messaging.
Yep.
And how you use your money.
Yep.
Wearing a dress that says tax the rich and then making money off that doesn't contribute to any of that.
No. The best part of all this is I believe there was an ethics charge filed against AOC.
Indeed, there was, by some right-wing group. And whether they're right or not, it doesn't really matter.
It's the appearance that she took tickets worth $70,000 and didn't report them to go to this event.
That's something Trump would do.
What? No, I don't believe that. Not my Trump.
Our general premise in all this is that if you're going to throw away your values in exchange for money, that's fine. But you should ensure that when you get money, you can do something productive with it. Otherwise, you shouldn't be willing to throw away your values for money. You should just stand for something. So those are the two poles, basically. You can choose either A or B. And it seems like AOC has chosen the, I want to go after money, but I don't want to be effective with the money I have. And that's a problem.
She's right in the middle. She's attempting to gather money through grifting, while then also being the voice of some sort of movement that doesn't actually need a voice. It needs action. Like taking your money and running campaigns against Joe Manchin.
Right. Go to West Virginia and just complain.
You want to flex on somebody? Straight up wore a dress that says, fuck Joe Manchin.
Drop $10 million in West Virginia.
Yeah. Just on him. Why? Because you can do that. Because you stole everybody's money from California. So basically, here our message here. It's important that you stay local. It's important your money stays local. It's important that you find a local candidate or cause that you should fight for. And stop looking at the glittery, shiny stuff in AOC or other people's districts that just distract and pull money away from leftist movements. That is primarily the most dangerous thing that can happen. And AOC is probably the most dangerous person right now for the leftist cause, because she has people believing that she's something that she is not. It's no different than people believing that Trump was Jesus Christ at one point in time, or that Evectorman or whatever the hell it is will save you from COVID. Just consider AOC to be the ivermectin of the left. She's something that people believe is going to make a difference, but at the end of the day, hurts and kills the cause.
For future episodes and to learn more about the worker movement, join us at workermovement.com.